Virginia lawmakers approved a two-year budget that does not include the arena, but Governor Glenn Youngkin now has the chance to make proposed changes to that budget, which lawmakers will then consider when they reconvene next month.
With us live to talk about all this is Governor Glenn Youngkin. Governor, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule today. So obviously we have a big listenership here in Northern Virginia, and we want to get right to the question. What's your next move with the arena plan now? You could potentially put it in the budget and send it back to the General Assembly. What's your plan? Are you going to do that?
Well, first of all, good afternoon, Nick and Ann. Thanks for having me. What another beautiful day in the Commonwealth. And listen, this is a spectacular project, an opportunity for the Commonwealth. 30,000 jobs, $12 billion of economic contribution. And on top of that, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Two professional teams move at one time. And in addition to that, we have a great concert venue and a restaurant district that would be developed. It is really awesome. And our next step is to first get our Senate to do the work. And of course, everybody who has spent time on this project comes away saying, this is great. And our House of Delegates in the General Assembly did the work during the legislative session and, in fact, voted for the project and sent bills over to the Senate. And the Senate didn't do the work. And we need to get the Senate to do the work. They'll recognize the exact same thing that the House has, which is this project is, once again, a once-in-a-lifetime economic development opportunity. But also, here we are moving two teams at one time with all of the great development around it, and it benefits the entire Commonwealth. And so we need them to do the work. And then, yes, I can include the entire project as part of my budget resubmission, and we can give it a fair hearing and a vote. And that's what I'm working on during this month-long period, where I get to work with legislators and really explain to them why this is such a unique opportunity. We need the Senate to engage. The House has done their work. They've been supportive. And I think this would be a great thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I've said over and over again, this is the best economic development project in the history of the Commonwealth. And it's one that we should move forward on. And we just need to get folks in the General Assembly, and particularly the Senate, to dig in and recognize that.
Governor Youngkin, did you just confirm that you're going to put the arena deal in the budget plan?
Well, listen, the first thing I've got to do is meet with folks in our Senate and get them to recognize that when you can have a $12 billion economic development opportunity, no upfront money from the Commonwealth, no new taxes, we in fact win with the success of the project. And on top of that, it provides such a transformational opportunity, not just for Northern Virginia, but for the entire Commonwealth to fund transportation investment, particularly around I-81, to fund teacher pay, to provide toll relief for Hampton Roads. This is a great opportunity for the whole Commonwealth. And so that's my first step. But I do have the ability to reintroduce the bill as part of the budget process. And we'll work on getting ready to do that before the legislative session.
Governor, when you put your stamp and when governors put their stamps of approval on legislation and projects that they want to see, they usually have their votes lined up, at least in theory, and they want to know that it's going to get done. Do you feel you were blindsided by what happened by the Democratic opposition to this plan, particularly with Louise Lucas?
Well, let me just clarify the fact that this project has been one, it's complicated and big. And so I understand people want to understand it and make sure they are very familiar with the details. And when people have done the work, they come away saying, this is once in a lifetime, we got to press forward. And that's exactly what happened in our House of Delegates. They did the work. They hired outside advisors who came in and rechecked all the math and made sure that the project could be all that it was projected to be. And the Senate didn't do any of the work. And that, to me, is my big frustration, because had this bill been brought to the floor, it would have passed. And therefore, my invitation, but also I believe that Virginia's requirement, is for the Senate to do the work, to make sure that everybody understands the ins and the outs of this very, very good opportunity, and then give it a vote on the floor. And I believe that if all of that is done and people fully understand it, then it will pass.
So, Governor, we talked about the arena. It's a huge deal in Northern Virginia. Let's move on to the budget in more broader terms. Can you tell us some of the more significant changes you are proposing for the budget as you work on it here?
Well, at the top level is the reality that the budget that the General Assembly sent to me incorporates $2.6 billion of tax increases for Virginians. And to be clear, we worked on a bipartisan basis the last 2 years to provide $5 billion of tax relief to Virginians. And that is one of the key underpinnings to the success that we have seen. Over the last 2 years, we were able to provide those very large tax relief budgets, but on top of that, fund record investments in education and in law enforcement and in behavioral health. And we can again have record investments in education, law enforcement, and behavioral health without any tax increases. And I just firmly believe that that's taken Virginia backwards. And we do not need to go backwards. We need to go forwards. And so step one is to undo the backwards part of this budget and not allow Virginians to have $2.6 billion of tax increases thrust upon them, with the state government sticking their hand in hardworking Virginians' pockets in a regressive way. I mean, $600 million in increased electricity bills, $2 billion taxing items and services that you use every single day. It's regressive. We're not going to let it happen. But on top of that, we can still have record funding into these most critical areas. We've done it on a bipartisan basis the last 2 years. I firmly believe we can do it again, but the first step of this is making sure that Virginians don't have tax increases imposed on them.
Governor, in the final question that we have for you, you publicly endorsed former President Trump last week. Do you think that that endorsement and the timing of that endorsement is going to hurt when you come to negotiate this budget next month with the Democrats?
Well, listen, I have always said that I was going to endorse the Republican nominee. And he became the Republican nominee. And we need strong leadership in this nation. That we recognize clearly that we have a major problem at our border. And it is unleashing a humanitarian crisis, a drug crisis, a national security crisis. We are projecting through weak leadership around the world, unfortunately, a world that is now embroiled in chaos. And then on top of that, we have seen inflation unleashed and not going away. We need leadership for a secure border, a strong America around the world, and a rip-roaring economy that lifts up everyone, including Virginians. And the reality, of course, is that we are seeing today Virginians living paycheck to paycheck. And of course, what does our General Assembly do? They want to raise taxes on everybody. And so it's time for us to choose a path. And I believe strongly that a path that has a secure border, a strong foreign policy, and a rip-roaring economy that lifts up everyone will not only be great for Virginia, but it'll be great for the country. That's why I'm going to work every day in order to deliver no tax increases, critical investment in those areas that have underpinned our success. And we look back over the last 2 years, we have 200,000 more people working today than we did just 2 years ago. We've had record job growth. We again have seen record investments in education and in law enforcement and behavioral health. Virginia is winning. We need to make sure she continues to win and does not go backwards.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy day.
Great. Ann and Nick, thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. That's Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin.